We learned in yesterday's daf, Rabbi holds you can only renew an Eruv if there's no need to say anything. There's no requirement of Dibur. So Rabbi Bar Chana suggests that had Rabbi known that the Braisa doesn't even allow a person to walk to the edge of a field to see what's doing and check on his field, or to the edge of a city, so he'll be able to get into the bathhouse very soon after Shabbos, even though he doesn't say anything, had Rabbi realized that even that's Asur, then Rabbi would have changed his mind. And he would have said that you're not allowed to set up an Eruv even if you don't say anything. Gemara says that no, it's not true. Rabbi was familiar with that brisa. He still held that a non-verbal renewal of an Erev is mutter. In those cases, it's usher because it's obvious that the guy is walking to the edge of the field or the city gates to prepare for the next day. But by the Erev, he could just be a Talmud Chacham that got caught up in his learning, or an Amaretz that's looking for his lost donkey. So it doesn't necessarily indicate anything. Guf Amar of Yehuda, when a person had an Erev on Yontif, Rabbi holds he's allowed to renew it for Shabbos if the Yontif was on Friday, as long as there's no verbal declaration. So for that reason, Erev Baragla Barishon Ein Ma'arvin Bepas B'Sheni. If he made the Erev by being there to be Kona Shvisa on Yontif, that falls on Friday, he's not allowed to use bread for the second day of the Erev for Shabbos, because an Erev with bread requires a verbal declaration, and again, no verbal declarations are permitted. That fits very beautifully with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you want to make an Erev for both days, go out and leave the bread there on Thursday night, bring that bread back, and then bring it back out there, because you got to use that same bread so that you'll avoid the need for any new verbal declaration. The Rabbanim, who think that even verbal declarations are mutter, they'll understand the reason why the Mishnah tells you to keep bringing the same bread back and forth is just it's a tavuk mashman. It's a good idea, so you don't have to go around looking for another piece of bread, but it's not really a halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Roshana Shayare Shemay Tisaber, that when the month of Elul may be extended by a day, leading to 2 days of Roshana, so the Mishnah mentions two separate machlokos about that case. First, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since only one of the days is actually Yom Tov, so we treat the 2 days as Shtei Kedushos, two completely separate entities. The Rabbanan, who the Gemara is going to say is Rabbi Yossi, hold that it's Kedusha Achas. It's one long Kedusha, and the Braisa adds that Rabbi Yossi proves this point from the fact that we continue to treat the first day as Yom Tov, as a holiday, even if we find out late in the day that the next day is really the Rosh Hashanah. Edom came after Mincha, it's just too late to keep the first day as Rosh Hashanah, as the only Rosh Hashanah we have to keep the next day also. Still, we continue to go with the Kedusha of the first day. So it's a Raya that to Rabbi Yossi Shita that it's Kedusha Achas. The Rabbanan would respond, no, we just do that so people won't take the first day of Rosh Hashanah lightly in future years. They're going to think, oh, last year the first day was a joke, we gave it up halfway through, we could do it this year also. The ramifications of this machlokas are multiple. First of all, can you make two separate Eruvin on two different days of Rosh Hashanah? If it's Kedusha Achas, no. If it's Shtei Kedushas, yes. Can you have an Erev for one day and be Kibnei Iro like the other day, have the Tchum of the city for the other day? If it's Kedusha Achas, no. If it's Shtei Kedushas, yes. Can Shumas Maisus be taken out tonight? That if the first day is Yantif, then this should not be the Afrasha, but tomorrow is going to be Afrasha. And if then do again the same thing the second day. That if today is Yantif, this should not be the Afrasha, but yesterday is Afrasha. So if it's Kedusha Achas, no good. If it's Shtei Kedushas, that's fine. And then if Beitza should hold on the first day of Yantif, can you eat it on the second day? Shtei Kedushos, it's fine. Kedusha Achas, no good. So Gemara explains why each of those nafkaminas have to be mentioned. Then the second point of the Mishnah is Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus says, and the Chachamim argue whether Chazan or Rosh Hashanah has to mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening on Rosh Hashanah on the second day with the Tanai that it's actually Rosh Chodesh, that if it's actually Rosh Chodesh, then I'm mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Tanya Ketzeram Rabbi Yudah Masan Adam al Kakal Yom Tov Rishon. Bryce explains Rabbi Yudah holds Chumas and Maisus can be taken on the first day on the condition that it's really a weekday, like we just explained, and that is that if it's Yom Tov, that Frasha should be meaningless, and the same thing is repeated on the second day. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He thinks if we view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a single Kedusha, there's a question how we view Shnei Yom Tov and Shogolios, 2 days of Yantiv outside of Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlars, because we're not sure which day is the correct day. So is that like 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, or is that different? So in Isi's version, Rabbi Yossi not only answers this procedure on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but even on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, where he also holds it's considered Kedusha Achas. And based on that, Rav Sheshes wouldn't eat from a deer that was captured by Goyim on the first day of Yantiv and Shechted on the second day, because it's Kedusha Achas. So you have to wait till the entire Kedusha is over, till the second day is over. The second version, Rav Asi's version of Rabbi Yossi, treats Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios the same way that the Rabbanan treat 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which means you treat it like two Kedushas. Based on this version, Rav Nachum and Rav Chista ate from the deer that the guy caught on the first day of Yantiv and was shechted on the second day, because even if the first day was Yantiv, the second day isn't Yantiv, and that's enough time has passed to have caught the deer ourselves, it's Kadesh Yasu, and therefore they were allowed to eat it. Rabbi Bar Shmuel found a brisa that supports Rav Chisra Rav Nachman's version of Rabbi Yossi Shita, and Rav Sheshis asked him not to share that brisa with Rav Nachman Rav Chista, so as not to embarrass him that he was wrong the entire time. Okay.